And campaigners against online revenge porn want more law changes, saying the current legislation is still not good enough. The Harmful Digital Communications Act was amended in March, so victims no longer need to prove the person who posted the explicit images of them intended to cause harm. Ashley McCall reports.
In September 2019, Athena was in a short relationship where she agreed to be recorded having sex with her partner. They broke up, and she was unaware till almost a year later that he had uploaded the video to Pornhub. Athena, which is not her real name, filed a case with the police three times because they kept losing her file, which she says was re-traumatising.
Basically just a constant state of anxiety and panic, and I was functioning pretty poorly, so I had to take an extended period of time off work. I had to start on some anti-anxiety medication just to manage that day-to-day anxiety. It felt like a lifetime. It took a good year to kind of get out of that slump.
Athena felt the police pushed her case and many others like hers to the bottom of the to-do list. Adult Sexual Assault and Child Protection Manager Detective Inspector David Kirby says police have many other problems to tackle.
Police have to prioritise their workloads all the time. When a complaint comes in, it does need to be prioritised as far as the urgency, seriousness and the ability to follow it up. So without going into specifics, when police staff have a high workload, it is something that they constantly have to do, is to prioritise their work.
Victim advocate Ruth Money isn't impressed.
It's not good enough. The destruction that this harm causes is so wide-reaching, and I talk about a ripple effect. You know, it's not just the one survivor who is affected, it is his or her whānau, community, workplace.
Ms. Money wants the legislation to cover more image-based sexual assault, such as deep fakes and photoshopping sexualised imagery into existing pictures. In a statement, the Justice Minister says the law does cover such images, although a case involving deep fakes has yet to be tested in court. Kitty Allen says it's a complex and emerging area, and officials have recently consulted with experts about whether the Act is effective enough. Ruth Money says there are other gaps which need fixing.
The survivors don't get the entitlements that other sexual abuse survivors get. It needs to be recognised, whether it's in the ACC Act or whether it's in the HDCA Act. I couldn't care less, actually, which act it sits in. But these survivors are left in literally no man, no person's land, with no entitlements and support.
A few weeks ago, Athena had her ACC court hearing and is awaiting the decision, hoping she and many others may finally get more help. And she is frustrated by the lack of communication between government departments.
You're having to deal with all these different government departments and getting a different answer at every single step of the way, when if they had a central base where they could all connect to each other and share information, maybe my ordeal wouldn't have been prolonged.
Recently, RNZ revealed more than 250 children between the ages of 10 and 14 are among those warned or prosecuted for revenge porn over the last 5 years. The number of complaints to police also doubled from 660 in 2017 to nearly 1,400. But Ms. Money says these figures are still low, and there is likely to be a lot of underreporting because the system treats victims too poorly.